Blog Talk Radio.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. And I want to thank you and
Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be gracing us with words of encouragement on today. I ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
My Savior dear, I love thee. Oh, I love thee, for thou hast made my blinded eyes to see. Redeem my soul upon the cross of Calvary, and from the bonds of sin have made me free. When stormy clouds of doubts and sin were raging, and I was tossed upon the sea of life, you whispered peace, and every wave obeyed thee. You gave me power to conquer every strife. My Savior dear, how can I ever repay thee for thy great love and sacrifice for me? I feel, dear Lord, that I am so unworthy of thine atonement blood that made me free. I now am happy in thy loving favor. I would that others this great love should know. I praise thy name throughout endless ages. My Savior dear, I love thee so. In the first division of Psalm, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scoffer. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. His leaf shall not wither, neither whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinner in the congregation of the righteous. But the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, the way of the ungodly shall perish. O Lord, our Lord, in the eighth division of Psalm. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemy. Thou madest instill the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visit him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hath crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep, oxen, yea, the beast of the field, the fowls of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. 15th division of Psalm. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? And who shall dwell in thy holy hills? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. To whom eyes of a vile person is content. But he honoreth them that feareth the Lord. He that soweth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not his money to usury, nor taketh up a reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things should never be moved. Then, of course, one of the precious books of Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Then he asks us a question in the beautiful book, Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and clean me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sins are ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, done this evil in thy sight, that thou may be justified when thou speakest, and be cleansed when thou judgest. Beautiful passage from Psalms. Psalm 71 says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. But never let me be put to confusion. Deliver me, thy righteousness. Cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Very beautiful passage in the book of Psalm. I would encourage you to read sometime the book of Psalm. It's a division. It's not, don't have any chapters, but it have divisions. When he says in the 100th Psalm, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye not that the Lord, he is God? It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Thankful unto him, and bless his name. The Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth through all generations. You won't go wrong if you read through the book of Psalm and find some of these real precious passages that he's set in there for us. Psalm 133, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like precious ointment unto the head that runs down on thy beard, even Aaron's beard that went down from the streak of his garment. Very beautiful passages in the book of Psalms. Psalm also in the book of Proverbs as well. But I want you to read sometime when you get an opportunity, read the book of Psalms. He says in Psalm 90, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, even thou hast formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest men into destruction, and say, return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in the sight of or both yesterday, even at his past, and as a watchman in the night. Thou carest them away as with a flood. Thou art as a sheep, as asleep in the morning. They are as grass that groweth up. In the morning the flower flourishes and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and is withered away. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquity before thee. Then he says, for all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale untold. If the days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength thou be 80 years, yet in thy strength labor sorrow, for it is soon cut down, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear? So is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. I'm thinking that that 12th verse in Psalm 90 is one that we ought to cherish on this very day. When he says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Go with us, Father, through the rest of this day. Thank you for the avenue of prayer. Thank you for even opening up heaven's gates, that you might receive the things that we might say. Be with those who are in the hospital, hospice, those who are caretakers. Be with those who have fallen by the wayside. Be with those families who may be bereaved at this particular time. Thank you for the callers who continue to call into this program. Bless them in a mighty powerful way. Jesus loves you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And have a super duper day.